On Monday mornings here on Maryland Morning, our theater critic J. Wynn Russick brings us her take on all things thespian. Today she reviews the latest offering. It's a rarity at the Chesapeake Shakespeare Company.
40 years ago, the Royal Shakespeare Company rediscovered a late 18th century comedy and gave it a new production that transferred to the West End. It helped turn a young actor named Jeremy Irons into a star. The play was John O'Keefe's Wild Oats. Despite its hit revival, it's still not widely produced. But the 1791 rom-com is receiving a jaunty production at the Chesapeake Shakespeare Company under Ian Gallagher's direction. Wild Oats is a good fit for a Shakespeare company. Two of its main characters are actors, and one, an itinerant actor who calls himself Jack Rover, quotes the bard every chance he gets. One of the production's most amusing elements is that it never lets us forget we're watching a play. Jack's best friend and fellow actor occasionally turns to the audience and identifies the play Jack's quoting. In one case, he tells us, it's a dated reference. The plot brings together three unlikely groups: the traveling actors, a sea captain and some sailors, and Quakers. The sea captain, Sir George Thunder, is the father of Jack's best friend, as well as the uncle of an aristocrat, Lady Amaranth, who has become a Quaker. Actors make their livings by impersonating others, and Wild Oats carries that one step further. The theme of being an impostor drives the action. In the opening scene, we learn, as his valet is more than happy to remind him, that Sir George assumed a fake name and tricked a woman into marrying him years ago. Michael P. Sullivan plays Sir George as a snooty blowhard who talks in nautical metaphors.
Oh, you impudent dogfish, upbraid me for running into False Bay when you was my pilot, wasn't you? Even got me the mock clergyman that performed the sham marriage with Amelia.
Sir George isn't the play's only impostor. Jack Rover, the strolling player, has gotten through life by playing a series of roles, not just on stage. But Jack, given an enthusiastic, warm, inspired portrayal by Vince Isenson, has a good heart. He's often near poverty, partly because he gives his money away to needy friends, even to strangers. In one scene, Jack empties his pockets to clear the debts of a man he barely knows. When Lady Amaranth questions Jack about this, he poses as the man's longtime friend and continues to make things up as he goes along.
Madam, you must know that I know this gentleman. I mean, he got a little behindhand from bad crops, as every honest, well-principled man may, and from rain lodging in his corn, and his cattle from rot and murrin. Rot the murrin, you understand. Now, in steps I, with my... Well, in short, madam, I'm the most out-of-the-way storyteller in the world when myself is the hero of the tale.
The scene is love at first sight for Jack and Lady Amaranth, the central romance in this romantic comedy. Lizzie Albert's Lady Amaranth has the spark she needs to be a worthy choice for Isenson's clever Jack. The honorable lady's effect on him is so salutary that perhaps for the first time he decides he can't bear to deceive her. There are layers upon layers of pretending to be someone else in this play. If you get confused, well, a lot of the humor comes from a web of confusion that entraps several characters, some portrayed by actors who, to quote Hamlet, saw the air too much. But in the end, the way all of the complications sort themselves out is very satisfying. I saw the Royal Shakespeare Company revival that brought Wild Oats back to light. The play was charming there, and it continues to have its charms here.
Wild Oats is at the Chesapeake Shakespeare Company until March 27th. More information on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. That's it for us today. On Wednesday, a conversation with activist DeRay McKesson, who's running for mayor of Baltimore, and a tenor from the Metropolitan Opera, who's taking the stage in Baltimore at the Lyric this week. Thanks again to everybody who has made a pledge in our winter membership drive. If you haven't joined the WIPR family yet, now's the perfect time. Call 410-235-1395 or go online to wypr.org. I'm Tom Hall. Thanks for listening. Garrison Keillor's up next with the Writer's Almanac.